Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on here today. Amen. We're going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements. I want to thank everyone again for tuning in. Glory to God. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Next time, bring someone with you to hear the word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord comes forth with power and clarity, dominion over the airwaves, and it'll get them delivered and set free. So I encourage you to bring a friend next time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and start off, amen. First of all, on Tuesday night, we have none other than Apostle and Pastor Yvonne Rouse. We have the big one word from the Lord every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. It is just an awesome, awesome show. It comes on with the power of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. If you can't get healed, you need to come on over there and hear what they're saying, glory to God, because they give you so much. They give you so many nuggets that will help you during the week. Amen. Glory to God. You know, everybody needs a little refreshing. But sometimes they do Monday, they be all right. Tuesday, you may think about it. Glory to God. But then when you get that word on Tuesday night, it'll change your life and help you to make it the rest of the week. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on over. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And if you inbox them and let them know what the need may be, they'll get back with you. Guaranteed, they will get back with you. Just leave your message or your phone number and say, you can call me back, and they will get back with you. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She comes on every Saturday. You have to blow the trumpet and sound the horn, because good God Almighty, when she comes on praying, good God Almighty, heaven and earth moves. So I encourage you to come on Saturday. Amen. To Faith Come By Hearing, she comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. The shows are pre-recorded. But come and get it hot off the press, and let God be God in your life and move the obstacles that's trying to hold you back from serving him, that's trying to hold you back from giving all you got. Amen. Glory to God. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm the first Hour of Power. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. I'm going to give you a break right now, and then she will come on, give you a 30-minute break. Then Minister Elaine will come on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hey, that's a lot going on, but it's minister with you in mind. Ah, glory to God. So you can't say, well, Lord, I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know that. No, the word is going forth in a lot of places. So you can't say, Lord, I didn't get that. No, you can't come with those excuses now. It's up to you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So you got to have a listening ear. So, Lord, I want to hear what he's saying. I want to hear what to do. I want to hear what not to do. I want to hear how I can be saved. I want to hear all that. I don't want to be left out of nothing, glory to God, because, you know, we serve an on-time God, and an on-time God we serve. And I want to encourage you to give. He said, if you give, it shall be given, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So I want to encourage you to give. And partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. And I know that's not a whole lot. I know a lot of people do have $25. Maybe they don't. You know, but you give what you can give and ask God to help you so you can start to give more as he raises you up. Then don't forget to come back and give. Glory to God. Well, we're going to move on. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to encourage you to press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. Just know that he is on your side. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. He will give you, hallelujah, what you need, and he'll give you a plus. That means over, so that way you can help someone else. But, you know, we're in a world now where people always say, you know, my foe and no more. I don't need to help nobody. But, you know, remember, it's them today, but it may be you tomorrow. So I encourage you, glory to God, to give, and it shall be given. So nobody's pressed to one, so we're going to go ahead on with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how you've allowed us to assembly here together, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your health and your strength, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you sit high and you look low. But God, we know everything, Lord God, is controlled by you, Lord. Our minds, Lord God, our bodies, our soul, our spirit is controlled by the Holy Ghost, oh Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to touch those that need a touch from you on today, Lord God, to make everything all right, Lord. Whether it's those that need peace, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can touch them. Whether it's those, Lord God, that don't know which way to go. We know, Lord God, that you will be there, Lord, to lead and guide them into all spiritual truth. Whether they don't know, Lord God, if they're coming or they're going. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can do everything and you can do all things, Lord. So, Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I speak healing all across the nation. Those that need healing, Lord, in their mind. Those that are in their hospitals, Lord God. Those that are in the nursing homes, oh God. Whether it's, Lord God, fever, disease, whatever it may be. We know we serve a high God that can touch them and make them whole. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare it right now. Oh, my God. Lord God, that they're healed. They're made whole. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those, Lord God, oh my God, huh, who've been weak in their spirits, oh Lord. Let them know, Lord God, that you're there and show them the way out, Lord, because we know only you can do it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another day that you've spared us, for another day that you gave us, Lord God, the mind, huh, to come forward to hear the word on today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord, you said, I'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor your seed beg bread. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to beg, Lord. All we have to do is ask and believe by faith that you're going to do it, and you will, Lord God, bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the comforter, Lord God, the Holy Ghost power, oh, my God, that gives us confidence, strength. Oh, my God, for whatever you may be going through, whatever you need it, it's always there in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Know that he said he'll never leave you. Hallelujah. Now, you know, you can leave him. Hallelujah. Because sin is the only thing that can separate us. Sin separates us from God. But you know, he'll never leave you. Hallelujah. He said, nor forsake you. He's always there. Just remember, hallelujah, to hold fast to his unchanging hand and watch him see you through. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on with our message on today, if you would. I want you to go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. My God, my God. We always lean not on our own understanding, but we lean on him every time. But whatever we may need, but sometimes we lean on, you know, you can lean on family. Yes, they're there. Hallelujah. But sometimes they can't even give you an answer. Oh, my God, my God. And you got to know, you got to lean on him. You know, you ask everybody. I was reading something, and they said, you know what? You ask everybody what to do, but you didn't take it to the Lord thy God in prayer. Hallelujah. Because some can tell you, well, you know, I'll do this and I'll do that. I'll do it. But what did he say about it? Hallelujah. My God, my God. Did you listen to what he had to say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't be left out in that transition. Just make sure you take it to the Lord, thy God, in prayer. And if you don't hear nothing, then glory to God. Said, okay, Lord, I must be on the right track. Because, you know, sometimes he will tell you, no, don't do it. It ain't time. You're too early. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. And he'll even use songs, and he'll even use people to come by. And you know what? He'll use children to come by and tell you sometimes. You'll be saying, well, Lord, I was just thinking about that, and I told you about it, and then child came along. He's out of the mouth of babes. Glory to God. They'll come along, and they'll say something that you say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you say, well, Lord, I got my answer, so now I got to act on it. So we're going to go ahead on, and the title of this message is Strength from the Power of the Holy Ghost. You know, some say they don't want it, but glory to God, this is where your strength comes from. When you pray, you seek the Lord, and you ask him to give you that Holy Ghost power. Oh, my God. That Holy Ghost power will stop you from getting into a lot of trouble. It will. Say, Lord, I need you. I need the Holy Ghost power to speak to me. I need the Holy Ghost power to let me know if I'm on the right track. I need this Holy Ghost power so I can go boldly before the throne room of grace and proclaim your word, Lord. Oh, my God. Whenever you speak to someone, you want to tell them about a man named Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want that Holy Ghost power. But sometimes that fear tries to grip you and stop you. I'm going to give this small testimony, and then I'm going to move on into the word of God. Glory to God. Someone had said, you know, they came to him and they said, Lord, well, would you please pray for me? I need you to pray for me. And they said they were looking kind of crazy, you know, because no one has really asked them to pray. But you know what? When you ask him, believe that he's going to do what you say do. Hallelujah. If you're asking the Lord to give you some call for someone to come to you and you know, so you can pray with them, or if you ask God to help you to get somebody saved, to give them the prayer of salvation. Just know, if you mean it and it comes from your heart, purity, he's going to send them to you. And they said they didn't know what to do when they came to him and asked him to pray. But, you know, they said, oh, Lord, what am I going to pray? But guess what? Hallelujah. All you got to do, he said, open your mouth and I'll fill it. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do. When you open your mouth, he's going to give you exactly what you need to pray for him. Glory to God. Don't go out there on the field. I'm telling you now, don't do that. But just pray what he tells you to pray and say and let it go. You ain't got to spit on him. You ain't got to do all that. It's a simple prayer. Amen. And when we know not what to pray, there is one that maketh intercession for us. And who is that? Jesus. So guess what? You prayed the prayer. Now, you believe that what you prayed, it's going to come to pass for him. That's what it is. That's the way it is. Glory to God. But thank God you was in that place to pray, because they needed that prayer. If they came and asked, they needed it. Glory to God. At that time, hallelujah. Not tomorrow, not next week. But sometimes you'll tell people, well, you know what, I'm going to pray for you. You know, and you go on about your business and you don't say nothing. Hallelujah. You forget about it. But if you go ahead and be Johnny on the spot, good God Almighty, and pray for them right then, hallelujah, and open up some doors, and you know, God is pleased with those kind of things. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get into our message, chapter 4 of Acts. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God, because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. You know, this is where they were speaking. It was John, Peter and John. They were talking to the people about Jesus, and they were talking to them about salvation and all those things. You know, they was trying to tell them about a man named Jesus who died, you know, and he rose again, and, you know, and how he is good and he is worthy to be praised, and how he will lead you and he will guide you and he will give you the strength that you need, and all you got to do is this to receive him. Glory to God. And they were telling them, you know, how he went on up on high, and, you know, they got mad with him for just telling the truth. You ever see people that sometimes they just get mad with you for telling the truth? They don't want to hear the truth of the word of God. They'll hang up, hallelujah. Even online, they'll hang up when you're telling the truth of the word of God. They'll say sometimes, you know, well, you know what, she's long-winded, she talks too much, or he's long-winded, he talks too much. No, you just don't want to hear the truth of the word of God. Glory to God. But you miss out on that. Because guess what? On down the line, if something can be said that will hold you and help you and keep you, you may not need what I'm saying now. Huh? But I always say, amen, like they always say, put it on the shelf. Because one day you're going to need it. Hallelujah. And then you can reach and grab it and say, you know what, hold up. I remember them saying that. You know, so this is what I need to do. Let's move on to verse 2. Being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now even tide. You know, they put them in prison the next day, hallelujah, because it was late, because they were preaching the word of God and telling them about the resurrection. They didn't want them to do that. These Sadducees were religious devils. Oh, they were corrupted. They didn't believe in that. They believed what they want to believe, but they didn't believe in all that. They didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't believe in angelic angels, and they don't believe in that kind of stuff. Glory to God. But it's true. You know, some don't believe, but guess what? I'd rather believe in the word of God than not to believe in the word of God, because you don't know what's to come. You see everything that's happening now, hallelujah, and all the shootings and everything that's going on now. I'd rather believe that God's angels will come and be around me and camp around me and keep me in all thy ways and keep me from hurt, harm, and danger than not to believe. Glory to God. Let's move on verse 4. How about many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Okay, it said 5,000 got saved because they believed what they were telling them. They believed in the word of God that was coming from their mouth. They believed. Hallelujah. And I read in another translation that said 5,000 men, but it ain't count the women and the children that got saved also. So you see, when the truth of the word of God comes, hallelujah, then, you know, people don't want to hear the truth of the word of God, but they'll hear all this other junk, you know, hey, man, who did this and who did that, and, you know, Susie Bell and Johnny Lou and all that kind of stuff. But they will not believe in the true and the living God. But they believe, these people believe, 5,000 plus the women and the children. That's what it said in another translation. Let's move on. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias, the high priest, and Cephas and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. Let's move on down, hallelujah, to verse 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Ah, they wanted to know by what power or what name. Let me tell you what they're talking about here. They had healed a man. You'll find this in chapter 3. Glory to God. This man was sitting at the gate of Beautiful, and he was healed. Glory to God. And he gave strength to his ankle bones. Hallelujah. And he began to get up and he walked. He was lame from birth. He was about 40 years old. Hallelujah. So he was lame at birth, and he got up. So you'll find that in the previous chapter, in chapter 3 of Acts. So you can go over there and read it. Glory to God. Oh, my God. And they were saying, but what power did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the infinite man, by what means he is made whole. They said, hold up, wait a minute. Now, we did a good deed. This man sitting here at this gate, and through the power of the Holy Ghost that was living in them, they got him healed. They didn't do it on their own. There was a higher power that helped them. That was a Holy Ghost power. You see what I'm saying? That Holy Ghost power, glory to God, it will give you strength unbelievable. Oh, my God, you could be having a bad day. You say, hold up, wait a minute. I need the Holy Ghost power to come in, glory to God. You know, they'll think you're crazy when you get hollering out and screaming out like that, for real, glory to God. I ask the Holy Ghost power to come in and give me strength. But, Lord, I need strength on this day, hallelujah, to continue on this day. Ah, my God. You know, there's a lot of road rage going on. Say, Lord, I need your Holy Ghost power. I need the angelic angels to push them back, to let them stay on the left.
Don't come across my lane. I need the angelic angels, Lord God, to hold them back. Let them stay on the right. Glory to God. You see, you've got to believe, because if you don't believe, glory to God, then you don't have nothing. He said he dealt every man the measure of faith, the size of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. So put your mustard seed faith to work. Oh, my God, and never yet grow it by hearing the word of God on Sunday. Hallelujah. You can hear it on Monday. You can hear it on Tuesday. You can hear it on Wednesday. You can hear it on Thursday. You can hear it all down through the week, and it gives you strength. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on down to verse 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. He said, hold up. Wait a minute. Don't this man stand here whole? You see, he did do it. He did it. By the Holy Ghost power, Jesus healed this man. Don't y'all see him standing here? I always say the proof is in the pudding. You know, sometimes you can make up something, you know, and it may not taste good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you won't know until you taste it. So you won't know until you taste the power of the living God to know how good he is. You know, if he give you $1,000, you say, yeah, Lord, you're good. He heal your body. You say, yeah, Lord, you're good. You're good. Glory to God. But if he give you that supernatural, hallelujah, that supernatural miracle you need, that supernatural healing may not be for you, but it may be for a family member that needs healing. It may be somebody outside your family that you know really close. It may be a family that lost a loved one. Now, he gives them that supernatural power because you prayed. Remember to pray for somebody else and not just your folks and no more. Let's move on. Verse 11. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. See, he was saying, oh, my God, this is a corner. He was talking about Jesus through his death. He's the only plan to salvation. You know, you can't enter salvation no other way. You know, some say, well, I'm going to heaven. Well, yes, we praise God. I hope you do. But just make sure that you're living the right path. You know, you can't live like hell and expect heaven's blessing, because it just ain't going to work. You know, and some say, well, you know, I'll wait till that time come, and then I'll go and I'll receive the Lord as my Savior. You may not have time. It may not even have time for it to come out your mouth. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, I hear that they say, all dogs go to heaven. Glory to God. Come on now, glory to God. Fido has to fight now. In order to go to heaven, he going to have to fight now. Glory to God. Don't wait till then and say, Lord, you know, I did it. No, you're going to have to fight now all the way through the time till Jesus returns. So don't wait. Glory to God. Get what you need now. And you won't have to worry about it then. Say, Lord, I got all I needed. And, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for saving me. And you saved me way back when. Hallelujah. Let's go on to verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In other words, there ain't nobody else that can save you, only through Jesus Christ. You know, you can't go in no other way, glory to God. You know, it says, I say unto you that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You can read this in John chapter 10 and 9. That's what the verse says. So it ain't no other way. You got to come through Jesus. You got to receive him as your Lord and Savior in order to be saved. You can't just say, well, you know what? I'm all right. I'm saved. I'm good. But you never accepted him as your Lord and Savior. I stop right there for just a minute. I hear the call. Glory to God. Now, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. I receive you as my Savior. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord God. And I invite you into my life, God, to mold me, Lord God, to make me in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive you, Lord God, in my heart.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams on Facebook. Inbox me. Glory to God. And I will get back with you, and we'll go over what's next. I don't want to leave you hanging. Hallelujah. I want to walk the walk with you, walk it through you. Hallelujah. So you'll end up in the right road. I don't want you to just go ahead and receive it, and then you turn around and go the other way. I want to walk it out with you. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on to verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You know what? They were saying they were ignorant and unlearned. You know, when you began to talk to people about the word of God, you know, and they have their own perception about what it should be, but others come straight from the word of God. You got to remember, this word, amen, it didn't change. Hallelujah. He gives different revelations to different ones, yes. But when it all works out, it all comes out together. He just put give this one and give that one some and then give another one some. So you can get different revelations, but it all works together. The word works, but you got to work it. It all comes together. Hallelujah. My God. So there's nothing strange about it. So you see, they would call them ignorant and unlearned just because they were talking about Jesus and, you know, when he died and he rose and, you know, when they were teaching the people about salvation and all these people believed. Hallelujah. My God, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And behold, the man which was healed standing with them, they couldn't say nothing against him. See, they couldn't say nothing because the man was there. That's what I said. A proof was in the pudding. Glory to God. See, he was standing there. This man had tasted. Hallelujah. And he saw, amen, what they could do. These people saw the healing of this man. And when they began to talk to him and they began to believe and receive. Now, hallelujah, glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. The proof was in the pudding. Let's move on. Glory to God. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. You know, they had them to step out just for a minute. So we're going to talk amongst ourselves to see what can be done or what can we do. Glory to God. Well, they really couldn't do nothing with them. Can you imagine all those people that they were seeing that got saved? You know, they were all for them. They were rooting for them. Glory to God. And they believed after they had them preached the word to them and told them about Jesus and they received it. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? They may have didn't know everything, but guess what? They knew how to call on Jesus. And they was around there calling him. He said, one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000. So what do you think about the 5,000 plus? You know they were rooting for them. They was outside and they were rooting that they let them go and don't do no harm to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? That's where we all need to be. You know, we all need to make sure we come together at some point and root for other people and begin to pray and begin to say, and Lord, save them over here, save them over there. But just because they can't say words like you can say them, hallelujah, it's okay, but they are still working for Jesus. Hallelujah. So it don't matter. So don't cast them out yet. Glory to God. So you can imagine all these people, they were out there praying while they had them in conference, I call it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they had them to step out. Y'all step out for a minute and let us talk. Glory to God. So they did amongst themselves. But they couldn't really come against them because they had the man standing there that they had got healed. Hallelujah. They had the proof. Glory to God. So what too much that they should say? So let's move on and let's see what they said. Saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noticeable miracle has been done. But them by them is manifested to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. He said, hold up. We cannot deny it. Here's the proof right here. The man been lame for 40 years. And now he's strong. His legs are strong. His ankle bones are strong. So he can get up and he can walk and he can go along the highways and the byways and tell others, you know, how they healed him and how he got his miraculous healing after all these years being lame as a young child.
So it ain't nothing we can say. We can't deny it. But they didn't want him to hear it, say, hear them say it, right? So that's why they told me, y'all step out for a minute and let us talk. Let's move to verse 17. But that is spread no further. See, they didn't want it to go no further. See, they're religious devils. You know, you got religious devils. They don't want you to talk about Jesus and how he healed you and how he brought you out. They want to think it was some other little fat bald head man, Buddha, Duda, whatever his name is. They want you to think he got healed through him. But I guarantee you, you call your God, which is Jesus. Call on a man named Jesus. And you call Buddha and see which one's going to answer you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If Buddha answers you, you better get to running. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let's go. Let's read verse 18. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. So they told them, we don't want to hear y'all teaching and preaching no more about a man named Jesus. See, they had already got 5,000 plus people saved. Can you imagine that they what was going to happen next? They were going to continue on, and there were going to be even more people being saved and brought out of darkness. Lord, that's the cry of the people on today. Let them tell somebody about a man named Jesus so they can bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Give them that Holy Ghost power so they can live, Lord God, in you and bold the spirit so they won't be afraid to tell them when they come upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. That's verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them. Because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. See, they glorified God because guess what? They started praising him. They had let him go. But he said, hold up. Glory to God. Who are we going to listen to? Huh, my God. You got to be careful about listening to that man. Man can tell you certain things, hallelujah, you know, and then make it sound right. You know, nowadays people are calling the wrong right and the right wrong. It's just the way it is. It's just the world we're living in. They're calling the right wrong, the wrong right. Glory to God. So you have to be careful who you listen to. Now, they're coming with sense, and you say, the word says, okay, now, where can I find it? Glory to God. Or you can say, the word says, and give them parables and different things like that. Now, if you're doing that in your own cue, then I got you. But if you're going out there on third field saying, well, this is what I feel. Now, I don't want to go by your feelings because your feelings is going to be wrong. Your feelings is going to get somebody in some trouble. Glory to God. Let's move on. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. You see right here, They went and they told everything that they had said, what they was telling them. Now, we don't want to hear it no more, and we don't want to hear you talking about Jesus, no raised from no dead, because they were religious people, and they wanted them to do what they say do. Hold up, we're going to follow God, not you, huh? We're going to go ahead and we're going to teach the word. Hallelujah, like we were teaching it, and people so people can be saved and brought out of darkness and walking in his marvelous light. We're not going to listen at you, but we're going to hear the word of God. And we're going to go ahead, they're going to hear the word of God. And we're going to teach them the word of God. We're not going to do what y'all say do. You got to understand who you're going to follow. If you're going to let God be God, then that's fine. But if you're going to serve the devil, you serve the devil, but let God be God in your life. It's time for a quick turnaround and stop looking, amen, glory to God, for some kind of quick fix. To say, well, you know what, I got him, I got Jesus. No, you're going to have to spend time with him. You're going to have to meditate. You're going to have to stay in his word. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to pull apart from some stuff. You're going to have to shut some stuff down. You're going to have to sit still to hear from the Lord. And one of my favorite words, somebody always say, you're going to have to hang out. Not hang out on the
street on the side. No, not none of them. Just hang out in your house. Amen. Just you and the Lord to know what he's saying for you. Because we're living in the last and evil days, and that's what you want to hear. You want to hear everything he got for you. You want to hear what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. Let's move down to verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in it, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathens rage and the people imagine vain things? You see how he was saying, amen, they were lifted up their voice, saying, Lord, they persecuted you. And what did they do to you? They did things that they shouldn't have done to you. You know, but you know what? They were praising the Lord still. You know, a lot of times people are talking about old Peter, but one thing I can say about old Peter, amen, Peter hung in there. He didn't give up. He still hung in there. After all he did, he was forgiven, but he hung in there. He didn't give up. And that's what you got to do. You got to hang in there regardless of how you're persecuted, regardless of what's going on. He said, no, we're going to still lift up the name of God. And we are not going to follow you. We're going to continue to lift up his name, his holy name. We're not going to listen at what you say. What am I going to do? I'm going to listen at what you say or follow what he say. No, I'm going over here with Jesus. I'm not going to listen at what you saying. Hallelujah. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold, they're threatening and grant unto thy servants that which with all boldness that may speak thy word. Now they threatening us after all they done did. Now they want to threaten us not to speak the word. Nah, that ain't happening. Glory to God. You know, you got to take a bold stand for Jesus. Because if you don't take a bold stand for Jesus, that means you'll fall for anything. Nowadays, I talk to a lot of people and I conversate, and sometimes I just listen. Just listen at them. I had someone to tell me, you know, these people are living better than, you know, these people. But here's the thing about that. You know, the Bible says you teach them how to go fish, how to be fishermen, because Jesus taught them how to fish, you know, and go and they had caught so much till their nets broke. Remember? So that's what your leaders are there for, to lead and guide you. And that's what they were taught. They were taught with Jesus. Jesus taught his disciples how to go out and win souls. And when he left, amen, he sent back his comforter. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost power. And I don't know how people can say, you know, well, I don't want the Holy Ghost. I don't know why, but don't say that. Don't ever do that. You know, you'll be forgiven for a lot of things, but it said blaspheme of the Holy Ghost. Remember. Just remember now. So don't say that. If you don't know what it is, then just don't say nothing. If you don't know what it does, then don't say nothing. Well, just learn to look it up, pray about it, ask him about it. Say, Lord, do I need this? What's going on? How I need this? Now, me, myself, I went to this church one time, and I said, yes, I want this. I want this Holy Ghost power I see y'all got. I want this. Glory to God. And when I asked for it, amen, glory to God, then, you know, this lady came over and she began to pray with me, and my whole body just filled with fire. Glory to God. From on high, good God Almighty, I remember it. Glory to God. It was awesome. And that's what I wanted. I had been praying, Lord, I want that fire. I want the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I got the fire. Good God Almighty. Amen. She was a prayer warrior. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for her because she really, really, amen, glory to God, prayed the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. But he'll give you what you want when you ask for it. You want, I know, if you want to read more, say, Lord, help me to read more. Help me to find the time to read more, Lord, because my time is being tied up, and I don't want to have my time tied up and not spend no time with you. That's the only thing that's going to matter. Hallelujah. Let's move on. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. See, all them people, amen, glory to God, think about it. They were filled with boldness. That's what the Holy Ghost does. It gives you boldness to speak and go out and tell others about a man named Jesus. And that's what you want. And the multitude of them that believe were one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. You know what they're saying here? They went out, once they got a hold of who Jesus really is, they went out and they sold some stuff to help take care of others. Glory to God. Now, how many people will help take care of others? You know, you can say, well, I'm struggling myself. Well, think about why you're struggling. Hallelujah. Because sometimes things happen not just because things happen because we have a hand in it, because some things have we haven't done what we're supposed to do. I just say we because I had to learn these. These are life lessons you got to learn. Because he don't want you to struggle. He don't want you to be in lack. He don't want you to be in need. So are you giving like you should? You know, are you praying and asking God to help you to sow this and do this? And amen, glory to God. You got to ask him. That's what you do. Because you don't want to give your money to somebody over there, and you know good and well, amen, it ain't fruitful, and it ain't going to multiply. So I'm telling you, ask him. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Did you see this, verse 34? Neither were there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distributions were made unto every man according as he had need. You see right here, hallelujah, once you grab hold to a man named Jesus, you ain't going to be in no lack. Hallelujah. You sometimes you think that, but you know, all you got to do is call it down from on high, and he'll give you what you need. He's not a God, hallelujah, glory to God, that he's going to go back on his word. He said every word is yea and amen. So if he said it in the Bible, then it's true. If you read it and you know it, it is true. So you're not going to be in lack. Glory to God. Think about it. Hallelujah. And they sold what they had, and they gave it to them, to the apostles, to distribute it as he saw fit, to give it to the believers. Now, hold up. Wait a minute. That's what I read in one translation, to give it to them that believed, because them that didn't have nothing. Sometimes you may buy somebody outside a lunch, or you may buy them something. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Glory to God. If you see them in need, then if you can meet the need, then take care of the need. I remember, amen, someone I saw on the streets, and they said, can you give me a few dollars? And you know what they said? They said, well, you know what? All I can give you is Jesus. But, you know, they could have gave them, amen, a few dollars, took them in and bought them some meat. It may not have been no steak, you know, filet mignon. That's fine. Glory to God. But they at least would have had something to eat. That's what I always said. You're at a store. You can give them, you know, something, you know, in the store. Just go on and get you something to eat. Then fine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you give them the money and they do something else with it, well, guess what? It ain't in your hand. It's out of your hand. But when it left your hands, it was anointed, because you did it out of the goodness of your heart. And laid them down at the apostles' feet and distributed it, and made unto every man according as he had need. So they gave it to him. They gave it to the apostles. Do what you're going to do with it. So let me help you out. Well, glory to God. We ain't talking about money on today, but you see the word of God and led to it. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave it to those that were in need of it. Hallelujah. He gave it to every man according to as he had need. Hallelujah. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and broke the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. See, Barnabas, he was a giver. Hallelujah. You know, some people don't like to give like that. But, you know, you're cutting yourself short. You're cutting your blessings short. He's not going to give you just enough. He's going to give you more than enough. He's going to give you some, hallelujah, to sow. He's going to give you some, hallelujah, to spend. And he's going to give you some to keep. Understand, when you ask him and he give it to you, he's not going to give you just enough. He's not a just enough God. He's more than enough. He said it in his word. And Barnabas was a giver. So see, Barnabas was sold out. He sold it all and laid it at the apostle's feet. Now, I'm hearing this, so, you know, amen, just roll with me. You'll be all right. Hallelujah. You know, some say when they give money to the ministries, you know, they say, well, you know what, I ain't giving it to them. They going by a bigger car and going by. Listen, if you've done what God told you to do, then don't you worry about what happens to it next, because your money is still what it's going to be. It's anointed when it left your hands. Guess what? It's blessed when it left your hands and you did what he told you to do. Then it's okay. Don't worry about all that other stuff. Sometimes you can worry about the wrong thing. You say, well, they're doing the wrong thing. Well, you know what? Sooner or later, if they're doing the wrong thing, then what God will do? He'll tell you, don't sow in this spot. I'm going to show you another good spot that's fruitful over there, and it will multiply. And that's the way he rolls. Glory to God. So don't worry about it. Hallelujah. My God. When you release your money, when you release your tithe, when you release your offering, it's okay. Don't worry about it after that. It's done. It's out of your hands. It's done. Because he said, bring all ye tithes into the storehouse so there may be meat on my table. So that's what you did. You release it from your hand. So it's okay. So stop worrying about it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, some give grudgingly. Some give, amen, and they give and they give, and they are happy to give and think no more about it. And those are the ones that's on their seeds are going to grow. So you can't worry about it. So if you'll send somebody else by and they'll plant the seed that you planted, they'll give you even more. You say, well, Lord, where this come from? You'll get a long-lost check, Kyle, from somebody. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. So don't worry about that. Sometimes you spend your time worrying about other things when you shouldn't be. Just think about doing the right thing, those things. Think about, Lord, am I doing the right thing? Am I giving much as I should be giving? If I'm not, then, Lord, help me, because I need your help. Glory to God. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, oh, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to touch each and every one's heart on today, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that you'll walk for them for whatever they got to go through. Any persecution because they know you. Any persecution because they believe in you. Any persecution, Lord God, because they speak the word of salvation. They'll tell them about a man named Jesus. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Oh, Lord. And tell them what they need to do and how they must be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're holding their hand, Lord God, and you'll bring them out, Lord God, and you'll give them the boldness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice is asking for that Holy Ghost power. Lord, I said, pour it down on them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up their spirit, Lord God, to receive it. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We praise your heavenly name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that's having trouble, Lord God, oh my God, in their life on today, whether it's, Lord God, finances, whether it's a healing they need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we send it to them. We send the word to them right now in the name of Jesus, all across the nation, to heal them, God, everywhere they hurt. Those that hurt, church hurt, Lord God, those who think, Lord God, that someone spoke ill to them and they shouldn't have said it the way they said it, Lord God, we send the healing to them, and they have not been back to church. They have not heard another word, Lord God, of the Bible. So, Father God, we send healing to them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them raise up and raise above those circumstances, because you are real, Lord God, and you are worthy to be praised. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come against every demonic force right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord Lord God, for those, Lord God, who think they are possessed. So, Father God, we're going to call that demon out. That demon right there that's been riding you, hallelujah, glory to God, like the witch's broom, in the name of Jesus. We call it out right now. It's been havoc over your life for the longest. It's been hovering over your home for the longest. It's been making you do wrong things when you try to do right. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that need healing, God. Oh, my God, and families, God, we speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Heal their family, touch them, and make them whole in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said all we had to do is ask and believe in you, Lord, and you shall come to pass. Lord, I said take the faith to another level. Let it move out, Lord God. Let them be, Lord God. Oh, my God. A minister for you, Lord, to minister the gospel to people, Lord God. Don't let them hold back because they think they don't know no word. Let them go, Lord God, and open their mouth. You said you'll fill it, Lord God. So, Lord, I speak it right now as they go, Lord God, and give the word, Lord God, to get somebody healed. Oh, my God, to get them delivered, Lord God, so they can come in and serve you. Serve a mighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. We thank you for all that you've done. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you're at all time, God. We know that you don't share your glory, but God, we thank you. And we know, Lord God, that all is in control, Lord God. You got it. Because if you said you got it, Lord God, no man, Lord, can come in and do things, that shouldn't be done. No man can come in, Lord God, and plant a bad seed in the name of Jesus. It will not take root. Hey, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he is good. Glory to God, my God, and worthy to be praised. You always got to lift a hand, give a hand, hallelujah, to someone and let them know that you're there, hallelujah, all the time. Let them know, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and he is real and he is worthy. He will save your soul and bring you out of that darkness and put you into his marvelous light, and he'll walk with you. He'll suck with you. He'll come. He'll sit by you. Ah, my God. Good God, I'm at it. Yes, he will. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Remember, hallelujah, glory to God. When you step out, In Jesus' name, hallelujah, regardless, he's going to be there. He's not going to let them torment you, hallelujah. He's not going to let them continue to persecute you, hallelujah. He will move them away from the equation, hallelujah, glory to God. When you step out on faith, begin to tell them about a man named Jesus. Oh, my God, he'll be with you. He'll fill your mouth. He'll give you words that you didn't even think you know, hallelujah. He will. He'll bring a scripture up that will suit that very person, that will bring them out, huh? Oh, my God. Yes, he will. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have a few minutes. If you desire prayer, I can bring you in now for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let's see if anybody's online. Remember, he is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. We serve a right now God. We don't serve, amen, a God that he shall lie. Hallelujah. He's not the son of man that he has to repent. So we don't serve that type of God. And every word in his word is yea and amen. So you hold on to that. Hallelujah. And don't let it go. You see how they spoke boldness, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost power. Oh, my God. That Holy Ghost would give you all the power that you need in this season, because we need the power from on high. This power that man give, it don't last long. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, the gas don't last long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this Holy Ghost power, amen, it'll be with you. It'll give you the boldness to speak to others and lead them to Christ. Amen. Glory to God. I want to reiterate before we get off the show, nobody's pressed the one. Don't forget, Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor,
6 Pacific, 8 Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Faith Come By Hearing, Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Prophetess Martha Williams, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. You got 30 minutes. Go get you a sip of water, get you some juice, get you something to eat. Amen. Get the chicken wings, whatever you got to do, legs, whatever you like. And come back and hear what Minister Elaine is telling you, what the Lord is speaking through her. Hallelujah. She gives an awesome word. So you want to come back and hear the word at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and we're going to give the benediction, and we're going to get out of here. But don't forget, come back next Sunday and show up and bring somebody else. Tell somebody else about the word that's going down and about a man named Jesus that, you know, they need to hear the word on next Sunday. Bring somebody with you online. Glory to God. Amen. Now for the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday and be safe. Amen.